Well, at the Nebraska Farm Bureau annual meeting in Kearney this week, we're going to talk with Jay Rempe, who is Vice President of Governmental Relations with Nebraska Farm Bureau. Jay, good to see you here again, and let's talk about some of the key topics that people are going to be talking here at the convention. We're just getting started here on Monday morning, but I know one of those is going to be taxes, and specifically property taxes always comes up every year.
Yeah, taxes, property taxes in particular are an important issue to farmers and ranchers across the state, and we'll be talking about it again this year. We were kind of coming into this legislative session, it looks like tax issues and budget and tax reform are going to be a major topic of the session. So our legislative committee spent quite a bit of time putting together kind of a resolution to talk about some of the things that Nebraska Farm Bureau would like to see in a tax reform effort. And obviously property taxes at the top of the list. When you look at what's happened to ag land values and the growth in property taxes since 2006, property taxes on agricultural land in Nebraska have increased over 56%. And so we're looking very closely at how we can inject ourselves and provide some input into the legislature on property taxes and property tax reform.
So taxes are going to be the big issue in the legislature this year, trying to do some tax reform?
I think so. I think as we head into the session, obviously when we come into the beginning of a two-year cycle and an odd year like next year, 2013, they have to set the budget, the two-year budget, the legislature does and the governor. And so coming into the session, there's a little bit of a shortfall, $200 million. I say little bit compared to what it had been previously. It's shrunk, but it's $200 million. And so the budget, and I know the governor has talked a little bit about some tax reform ideas publicly in the media, and so I just get a sense that that's going to be a major topic. And then, obviously, last week there was a hearing on inheritance taxes, and that'll be a major discussion focal point in our session here. We have always supported repeal of the inheritance tax, but there's some concerns about doing that and shift to property taxes, so we'll have a bit of a discussion here about that as well, too.
Okay, so again, you know, delegates here will be acting on resolutions, kind of giving you direction going forward. But what do you think as far as property tax is concerned? I mean, what would you like to see done?
I think the major focal point of a lot of farmers and ranchers when it comes to property taxes is the funding of schools. And the reason is when you look at a lot of rural districts in Nebraska, agriculture is paying 60 to 70% of the tax burden of funding that local school, whereas when you look at the benefits that farmers derive, they do derive a benefit. Everybody does from having an educated workforce and an educated child. But they don't derive any more benefit than somebody in the town or city. And so we're going to try to focus our efforts, I think, on funding of schools and the property taxes there and look at means and ways to reduce the burden on farmers and ranchers and broadening that burden of funding the local school.
Water's always a big topic of discussion. There's always various issues. And with the drought this year, that creates a whole new set of issues to talk about.
Yeah, I anticipate a lot of legislation in the water arena because of the drought, because of some of the issues that we saw last year, some of the conflicts that we saw rise in parts of the state with irrigators and maybe some domestic users going dry, some domestic wells, and then some of the cities and municipalities and some of the restrictions they had to put in place. And then we had areas where some irrigation wells were going dry as well. So all of those and the ongoing drought, I think we'll see some legislation in that arena. The other area, I think, is the ongoing discussion on water funding. The legislature's Natural Resources Committee issued a report Friday to look at the water funding element and suggested some legislation, and I think we'll see some legislation in that arena as well, too.
Yeah, the idea that some of these wells are going dry, I mean, this is a big concern, especially with the dry fall we've had, and prospects just aren't looking that great right now. So what can the legislature do to help address this issue?
Well, and I think you've hit on the crux of the issue, Ken. As we look at the issue, I think the legislature has done an excellent job in years past in setting a framework to try to respond to these kind of issues. And we have to let that, I guess, as we come into the session and look at things, our position is we've got to let that framework work. We have the local NRDs. We do know there's some local areas where there's some problems. especially in the northeast part of the state. On the whole, though, I think the NRDs have laid out a regulatory framework that can address this situation, and that we're going to encourage to let the system work if we can.
Okay. Legislative-wise, on the state level, then any other issues that you expect will kind of rise to the top this year?
Well, we'll have to see how some of the discussions go here in the next few weeks. There potentially could be some checkoff issues back again in the legislature. I know there's a look at potentially at a state beef checkoff. Depending on how the discussions go at annual meetings, we might see something there. The other area, we'll probably see some activity. There was some legislation passed at the federal level dealing with truck regulations and how they affected farm vehicles. And Nebraska, part of that, the carrier enforcement is already enforcing those in Nebraska, provides some additional flexibilities for drivers of farm-covered vehicles. But part of that has to be implemented through statute or through law. And so we'll probably be looking at that as it applies to the commercial driver's license, maybe some legislation in that arena as well, too.
As far as the makeup of the legislature after this fall's elections, have things changed very much?
Oh, yes, quite a bit. We have 11 new senators coming into the body. One of them is coming back. Senator Ernie Chambers has quite a bit of experience, so we have 10 brand new senators coming in, and so that always changes the flavor and the makeup of the body. The other thing that's happening is we last year lost a lot of leadership in the body. Speaker Flood, Senator Fisher, Chris Langmeier, just a whole lot of leaders. So we're going to be elected new chairs of a lot of different powerful committees like the Appropriations, Revenue, Speaker of the Legislature, Education, Agriculture, all going to have new committee chairs. And so that always changes the flavor and the makeup of the body, too. So it'll be interesting to see how the body works. And I think it'll be a good precursor for 2 years from now when we're sitting here talking, Ken, going through term limits, we're going to have 19, and potentially more new senators elected at that point, too. So it'll be a good precursor of what's going to come in 2 years.
And as far as an urban-rural kind of split, I mean, has it shifted either direction?
It hasn't really right now. Generally, when you see those bigger shifts is after you go through a census and they redraw the districts. We do. That's a good point or good question in that this will be the first time District 49, which is Senator Loudon's district in the western panhandle, northwest part of the state, has now shifted to Sarpy County, and they elected a senator from that district. So we'll see a little bit of a shifting there, but most of that shift occurred a couple of years ago with the census and everything. So.